Blog Talk Radio.
Listen up. Yeah. Hey, yo, it's deeper than rap. Let me just bond with y'all for a minute. Look, I ain't asking that nigga for nothing. I took the heart away. G died and Mo doing time. That took my heart away. In the booth, I be whipping up magic. I'm Penny Hardaway. Hardaway. Young Penny Hardaway. Real nigga since day one. I ain't never had to play one. Stay down, ain't never fold. It's a lot at stake, but I'm A1. Name good in the streets too. Resume on point like a Ginsu. It ain't much I ain't been through. If you was me, you would've been through, yeah. You see the pain, you see the pain in my eyes. Barely can sleep and mama been drinking since my brother died. Not yet. Hey, shit I've been through wasn't supposed to survive. But not only alive, was able to thrive, I'm one of them guys. And I can't fuck with you niggas, cause you niggas fake. You niggas fake, you niggas fake. Talk shit when I'm gone, but smile in my face. Yeah, I know. Don't play with me, I will not give you a break. I pull your card, get your shit cracked like it was a chase. All that tough shit, I ain't with that, that's goofy. You get knocked off, you keep running around with them fake G's, it's Gucci. And yeah, I heard through the grapevine, little nigga wanna take mine. Stump him out in these right phones, make it look like a hate crime. Beat a nigga like a baseline, 40 cal on my waistline. Catch him slipping while he on the block, and boom on him from the baseline. Always had a 9-to-5, field move, work, cross state line. I ain't need to have an iPhone, if I got caught, I would FaceTime. Young nigga, chasing dreams. Send me with me, Prince Hakeem. Ain't nothing sweet like a diabetic. If I go today, I would die a legend. Facts, I'm going hard in this bitch. Erection. Me lose, cut it out. C-section, yeah. I ain't asking that nigga for nothing. I took the heart away. G died and Mo doing time. That took my heart away. In the booth, I be whipping up magic. I'm Penny Hardaway. Hardaway. Young Penny Hardaway. I ain't asking that nigga for nothing, I took the heart away. G died and Mo doing time, that took my heart away. In the booth, I be whipping up magic, I'm Penny Hardaway. I am the one, yo Penny Hardaway.
But my homie tweaking be nasty, just might catch lip bro in action. I ain't just fucking rapping, I ain't gonna say I ain't no fucking rapper, cause I like fucking rap. I ain't gonna lie, I fucking suck the trapping. I'd rather been a hitman, can't trust no nigga to pay them dividends. I'm back in the booth, my little woofy woof in case nigga try to scoop. And I know how to shoot, just gave it up, huh? I don't give a fuck, ain't dropping this shit till I beat the case. The police in the way, but fuck them blue bitches, no activist or no politician, that ain't my line of work. G for the verse, get you a visual and make it back in streams. Last name been ringing bell since baby dude. But that ain't you, that's me. She shaking ass just cause she like the beat. But can she suck to it? When that bag there, these hoes do whatever. Like I'm Hugh Hefner. I can't dance, but I'm a jig forever. That's just cool step. When I step out, they like shot a spiffer. Just took a bit of prep. The fuck I look like advertising my blick. Nigga, that's rookie shit. Might've peeped it once, but you ain't gon' see it twice unless you ready to die, yeah. I ain't no killer, but don't push me, bitch. That bar right there so motherfucking infamous. To tell the truth, I don't think I ever miss. I'm special with the flows like radio. I low-key did promote no promo, and you can still go get that. She like this new weight on me, so I don't need no six-pack. Just compete with self, I don't see nobody else. And I say Indian reap it all before I see a show. You just can't stand in one spot and ask about me. They call me Slater before guap, but I been AC. Before I let my nuts hang in this rap shit, I had hoop dreams. Five fives and the shit like Mark Eaton, best offense be the D. I still jump out the gym. Ball up by the rim. If I get caught in the gym, shaking shit, going ham. He stay by his lonely buddy blowing, so don't play with him. I dropped out my friends, I got plans, don't involve. All you need is bands and your problems gon' be solved. Won't answer no calls, I'ma pay the cost. They lost in the sauce, and she like me cause I'm conscious. That ain't your favorite, baby, but I'm still a god. You could go fuck with that sense that's gon' drop his pride. I'ma still do me, so it's fuck how you feel inside. She gon' bust it wide, even when she mad. Yeah, look, baby, still a vibe. She gon' let me slide. When that bad, that these hoes do whatever, like I'm Hugh Hefner. I can't dance, but I'ma jig forever. That's this cool step. When I step out, they like shot a spiffer. Just took a bit of prep. The fuck I look like advertising my blick. Nigga, that's rookie shit.
Yo, what's the word, everybody? It's your favorite host with the Buttered Toast, Radio Rail. And don't be surprised if I play that song again. You know, the reason why I would definitely play that back, mainly because I'm a Sagittarius. So that hit right there, when that man said, I'm a Sagittarius, girl, loving me ain't easy, that hit right there. That slapped. I want to open the show to say that at midnight, my long-awaited single will be dropping, Nicole. I know last week I was supposed to speak on, no, it was supposed to come out on Thanksgiving. I'm going to give a backstory on that in a minute, but it got pushed back some. I was having copyright issues with the album cover, so I ended up switching it up. So the good thing is I get to drop it on my birthday tomorrow. So the backstory of why I decided to release this track called Nicole is because it was inspired by my daughter's mother. Both of their middle names are Nicole, and she definitely had made me see life in a different light this year. You know, I'm not going to go too depth with shit, but I had a lot of down and dark moments this year, and she definitely made me definitely always was on the positive side of everything that was going on, making me see things for what it is and open my eyes. And like, she was just a huge inspiration just in general this whole year due to everything that was going on. And you know, a lot of conversations have been had this year about numerous of things, and she inspired me to create some more music, because like, I haven't dropped anything or did nothing since, you know, the summer. Y'all, like, y'all know I dropped Israel on the Beat Volume 2 back in August, and I haven't done anything since then. But she was the main reason why I created this track, and the track definitely, the instrumental definitely represents her. And then I dropped, and then the album cover that you'll see resembles her as well. You know, there's a few things in that album cover that is about her that's in it. The few people I've sent the track to, they've wanted me to like rap or do some auto-tune singing or some shit, but like, that's not me, man, you know. But I don't know, I might, like, there's so many of y'all that want me to, you know, touch the mic, so I think I might, you know, when things, figure out some things first, figure out time or whatever, I think I might studio and just do one track. You know, I ain't trying to get addicted to the whole rapper lifestyle or whatever. At least that ain't my thing. I like being behind the scenes producing stuff. But yeah, she was the reason, her and my baby girl's the reason why I was inspired to create that track. But that it's called Nicole again, so that's dedicated to her. So the reason why I was going to release it on Thanksgiving is because that was a sentimental day for me, because that's the day I had proposed to her. So, you know, for me, it had a meaning behind it, but then had some copyright issues. So the next thing, best thing that I was able to do was to release it on my birthday. So at midnight, Nicole will be dropping. And I also got another single coming out December 16th. That's next Friday. It's called Guess Who's Back. So that's something for the street. So there's a few people I would definitely like to get on that track and, you know, spit some to it, do a remix to it or something. But, yeah, man, it's been fucking great. Now, I wanted to start the show talking about Meek Mill. And I only want to talk about him because I like him as an artist. As a person, but as an artist, he's okay. He's not bad. However, I had made a Facebook post. And what I pretty much said was that I don't care how many times I have this man's song on my playlist. I don't care how many times I have it on repeat. I don't care how many times I recycle his song. I don't care how many times I say his song. That man is a cornball to me. He just seems like the type of person just try too hard to just do whatever. Like, whatever it is in life, he just try too hard. Just straight corny. Cornball. Corny-ass nigga. So, you know, nothing against him. He just corny as hell to me, you know? His raps is okay, but, like, just corny. You know, I don't know. He's just corny, you know, just corny. Corny. But I do want to talk about one of my homegirls on Facebook posted something, and it's actually a show about this too. I think it's called Love is Blind, I believe. Basically, the show is about, you know, to get these, you know, participants, put them in a pod. They don't see the other person that they're talking to, so they get to know them on a spiritual and mental level. And she asked, would people be willing to do such? Or, you know, without seeing them. And a lot of people are like, no, that's stupid. I gotta see them. You know, ain't nobody trying to be on no blind date type shit. And it's like, you know, when you think about back in the day, we used to be on the party line back in the day. For those who live in Chicago, Chicagoland area, we all know the party line. We used to do that shit all the time. We used to talk to people without knowing who the fuck they are, seeing their face and shit. But my take, although it's crazy, it is crazy, but the show, the premise of the show is basically talking, you know, love, and you could be, you know, love at, well, not love at first sight, but can you fall in love with somebody outside of the physical, and you don't get to see them until after you propose to them or such or whatever. It's not ideal, but at the same time, if you're not focused on the person's physical traits and you're focused on everything else, I think the physical does not matter after that point. Because a lot of us are so, we're so tuned to the likes and dislikes of the physicality of the other person. We're just so tuned to that. It's like we don't even pay attention to all the other traits. So it's like for me, personally, I wouldn't do it. I just feel like I like what I like. You know, I don't like what I don't like. And I would prefer to see the person. But I think that it's not – I think it's great. I think it's cool to know somebody on a spiritual level and to know somebody, you know, intellectually on that level versus seeing them. So you get to spend time with them, talking to them 24/7, knowing a whole lot of shit before you get to actually see them. I kind of think it's cool. The only fucked up part is if you did end up with somebody who was less caliber of what you liked physically, but for the most part with the show, everybody liked, you know, the appearance of the other person. But I think that's cool. I don't find nothing wrong with getting to know somebody without seeing them. It was no different from like AOL and all those little chats before we had cameras on the webcams and shit. So you get to meet these people and not see them, and you develop a relationship, or whatever, and then you finally see somebody. So it's like, I don't understand why. I don't know. It's weird. But I'm going to take a quick intermission, play a couple tracks, and then we'll get back to it. So this is from my homeboy, King Bree. Shout out to Blue Dove Entertainment. This is In My Head by King Bree. It's your boy, Radio Rail, here on OG Radio.
Niggas screw up. It was all good until I blew up. Got your mom, sister, aunt all flew up. Them hoes got shoes down, cause you a shoe up. How many times I gotta tell you money bring shade? I seen you in your field, they just didn't make the grade. Did it from the bottom, it was truly self-made. Bigger pictures to you, you ain't gotta be afraid. Them shoes ain't cheap, your car brand new. You just gotta think, bitches wanna be you. Want a better view, so they wanna skew yours. Take you off your route like a bunch of detours. Don't wanna talk bad about your friends, but it's fact. And when you down, see how many got your back. That's when you really know if they friend or if they foe. Use all the paint, cause true colors gon' show.
Where you been at?
Hey,
don't believe it.
No.
Where your phone at? Let me see it, cause I feel like you've been creeping and bitches DM. I hope it's all in my head. I'm so fly, I'm
shrimp and lobster towers, but it's me that gets devoured. Ooh, when you do what you do, I'm empowered. You give me a superpower. Together the world could be ours. You pick me up on the counter, instantly a thunder shower, storming for a couple hours. When we finish, take a shower. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours. Giving up on love. These niggas almost made me quit. When I met you, when I met you, I knew this was it. I've never been in love like this. A love like ours. I pray for it on my knees. Every night for some hours. And hours and hours and hours and hours. And hours. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. I could do this for hours and hours and hours. But yours is mine and ours, and yours mine and ours. I can sit and talk to you for hours, sit and look at you for hours, making love to you for hours, laying on your chest for hours, telling you jokes for hours, holding your clothes for hours, and I, oh, 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 oh,
yo, 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 we are back live here on OG Radio. It's your favorite host with the Butter Toast Radio Rail. And look, I got something to say, man, because I don't understand. I don't understand. Because it led up to this month of December, and everybody keeps saying that Sagittarius are toxic. I don't understand why we are not toxic. Sagittarius are not fucking toxic. The people who are toxic are Leos and fucking Geminis, okay? Sagittarius, we're warm-hearted, we're kind, you know, we're sensible, sensitive. You know, we get bored fast, but, like, we're not fucking toxic. But, like, why does everybody keep coming for Sagittarius? I've been seeing this ever since, let's see, like October hit. Like, everybody just been coming for us. Like, man, pardon my back, bro. Oh, y'all, but I now kind of want to speak on what the fuck is going on with men, bro. Like, I don't understand, y'all. There's a lot of men out here. And I see it on the daily, bashing women. Bro, what kind of shit is that? What kind of shit is that for a man to sit here and bash women, especially on social media? Like, y'all are acting like women, bro. That's what girls do. Men, we're supposed to hold our women down, especially our black queens. We're supposed to hold them down, you feel me? And all these niggas, all I see them 24/7 is like, oh, I never trust a bitch. I You know, I stay 10 toes down with my niggas. They'll never do me dirty. Like, what? These niggas out here is more snakes than some in the grass than anybody could ever do you, bro. A woman, definitely, if you got the right woman, she go hold you down. But, like, these niggas be tweaking out here, just putting them down and talking all this way and that way all on social media. That shit just weird as fuck to me, bro. Like, I don't understand. That shit is so odd to me. I could never sit here and take the time out of my day and bash a woman on social media. That shit dumb as hell. But I don't know. I don't like it, man. And even the women bashing men, I don't like that as well. Like, one bad apple doesn't affect the entire bunch, you know. And this goes for both sides of the spectrum, both for men and women. Like, because one person may have done you wrong, that don't mean, like, everybody's the same, bro. And I see this on social media all the time, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, somebody make a post and just put everybody in the general category. Like, that's not right to me. Like, it's okay to say some, but you can't put everybody in the same category. You can't generalize everybody and be like, well, these men, these women, these niggas, these bitches ain't shit. Like, you can't do that because that's not the truth, because there are good men out here. There are good women out here. You just got to find it or stop attracting the dumb shit that you attract. You know what I'm saying? Be actually mindful and put time and thought and effort into whatever you seek, you know, moving forward. You don't have to keep going for the fucking guy with the fancy car, the girl with the biggest ass. Like, bro, like, get out of the norm. Get out that what society dictates what a good woman, good man, good personality, good physical features, what it look like. Like, no, go figure that shit out on your own. But, yeah, man, that's my take on that. Like, that shit is just, y'all really should just stop, like, attacking each other. We are our own worst enemies, like, for real. And it's a fucking shame how we can't come together and get along for anything. Like, we can see all these other races get together and just have a phenomenal time. Black people can't, because, you know, you got little idiots out here protecting the fucking street sign pretty much over the next motherfucker. Or you got a motherfucker want to kill somebody over a chick, over a dude. Like, we can't never get along and become one as a union. Then you get one person that can figure out the game and become successful, but then don't want to share the knowledge. That shit crazy to me. Just because you share the knowledge don't mean that it's taken away from you. You just put more people on that'll help you further elevate. You know what I'm saying? But, like, people don't think like that. People don't want to push it and cycle. They just want to hold the knowledge and hold this type of shit, keep it for themselves. That shit is selfish as hell to me. We could never win as black people because we got so many people that's like that, bro. Like, everybody wants to be in competition with each other, and that shit's stupid as hell. You don't sit here and see all these rich-ass white people in competition with each other. Nah, these motherfuckers eat off the same plate, off the same table. You know what I'm saying? But on that note, I'm gonna take another little break and get back into some more shit. And I also wanted to kind of finish my rant, I think last week, but I'm going to let it go. I ain't going to rant. It was just that moment in time. But when we come back, we're going to get into some sports. Yesterday was really fucking tragic. It's your boy, Raider Rail, here on OG Raider, and I'm going to play a local artist by the name of Rello. This is called Why You Love Me.
Love me, you love me 'cause I'm doing better, looking greater, ain't no downgrading, still hear myself say you're falling, and you know it ain't no coming back to this, how I look at my It's for the grinders right here. For the hustlers and jugglers, man. Radicals. Yeah. So determined. Look.
I got to win, can't lose no more. You don't grind, you don't shine, make moves, lay low. That's all I know, that's all I know. That's all I know, that's all I know. I got to win, can't lose no more. I work real hard, flex my muscle. That's all I know, that's all I know. That's all I know. That's all I know.
That's all I know. Stay on the come up, I've been on the flow. Moving and grooving, I've been on the go. Can't take no more losses, I've been there before. I'm young, but I feel like I've been here before. I had to have me a sack in my past life. VVS ice on my wrist, shining the glitz on my hand like a flashlight. Run it up, make sure that bag right. Can't take it with you, don't cherish it. But being broke is embarrassing. It's really not a comparison. I remember being out on the street, trying to find somewhere to sleep in the Harrison. I come from humble beginnings, but now that I'm winning, they tell me I'm arrogant. I deserve to live my best life. No more stressing, now I learned my lesson. Going hard, trying to pull a muscle. From all this flexing, counting all these blessings. In my section, drinking out the bottle. I used to drink at the faucet. Seven games, series, tied to three. That mean I can't take no more losses. Hey.
I got to win, can't lose no more. You don't grind, you don't shine, make moves, lay low. That's all I know, that's all I know. That's all I know, that's all I know. I got to win, can't lose no more. I work real hard, flex my muscle. That's all I know, that's all I know. That's all I know, that's all I know.
That's all I know, that's all I know, I don't know nothing else. All that I know if I focus myself, I be so rich I wouldn't notice myself. Too dope for worry, I juggle myself. This is the life that I owe to myself. If money talk, then I told to myself. Bang most of swole, I can't fold to myself. Can't control me, I'm controlling myself. You know I'm the ruler of all I survey. Catch me a plate and I'm out of the way. I pray no one catches my body today. I be cooling where it's not even safe. Try to catch me, but it's not even close. I'ma say less because I do the most. Survive through the drought, I can show you the ropes. I show you the bad and I show me the money. Better just pray you don't owe me some money. Got killers with me that'll go get your mommy. Don't do nothing else, I'ma go get some money. I stack up the money, then go get some more. That money don't sleep, why should I take a nap? Can't keep on the road, I'm strapped with a pack. I'm strapped with the load, pray I make it back.
I got to win, can't lose no more. You don't grind, you don't shine, make moves, lay low. That's all I know, that's all I know. That's all I know, that's all I know. I got to win, can't lose no more. I work real hard, flex my muscle. That's all I know, that's all I know. That's all I know, that's all I know.
Make you bust another two. I told her that it's cool and I text her OMW. I hopped out the bed and get ready to go. She know what's going down soon as I walk through the door. 1994, the Lakeshore Drive, now I'm coasting. Catching vibes, playing that juvie, that slow motion. I like it like that, fantasizing how I'm about to go and break La Mama back. I call her up and ask, you want some food when I fly? She say, I'ma eat that dick, text me when you outside. Oh, Lord. Hey, she get me excited, how I'm about to give it to her. I could probably get indicted. I hope she on my level. And then I walk in, she look just like an angel about to dance with the devil. It's on.
Shawty in my line up. Like what you want tonight, oh yeah. Said what you got in mind, yeah. Then she told me to slide, oh yeah. So I slide, I slide, I slide. On my way, I slide, I slide. Won't be long.
by her neck and push her up against the wall. I kiss her and I look into her eyes, then that pussy turn into Niagara Falls. Once I do that, ain't no stopping him. Then I eat it till she shake like she got Parkinson's. But she a beast with the top. La mama swallow that cock and I be shaking like Michael J. Fox for real. R. Kelly playing ignition.
Did what?
Tear down them walls, demolition.
What up?
Have her screaming submission. Long strokes make her feel his dick in her gut. Intuition. Toss her and flip her different positions.
Okay.
No, ain't no break, ain't no intermission.
Okay.
I'm truly gifted. Then she hit her knees when I bust.
What?
And she saw that come like a premonition. Give her the business.
Shawty, hit my line up. Like what you on tonight, oh yeah. Said what you got in mind, yeah. Then she told me to slide, oh yeah. So I slide, I slide, I slide. On my way, I slide, I slide. Won't be long, I slide, I slide. I'm on my way, on my way.
Yo. We are back live here on OG Radio. It's your favorite host with the Butter Toast. Hey, man, Big Jam was over the weekend, you feel me? And, you know, there's a lot of artist friends that I know that went to the event. Shout out to Big Bo. She was out there. And Big Mouth Bo, she was out there. And they played one of her little on a mic type things, rapping and shit, and she killed it, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of videos circling around, you know, of the Big Jam. Shout out to my boy Jahari. He was out there filming, man. He was doing his thing. Two things. First of all, everybody's talking about this Katie Gabbans situation. First of all, Katie Gabbans, you was in the wrong. If you wanted to perform, you should have been there early as hell, got your shit together, sound checks, all that. But you didn't. Took your fucking time. You can't get mad at that shit. That's your fault. Two, you're irrelevant. Okay, Katie Gabbans, you had that one little nice hit pop out. You did the little remix with King Louis. That was what it was at that time. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to lie. You're not one of those really good rappers, really good artists where people be like, oh, man, I got to go get that Katie Gabbans. Like, no, sorry, you're irrelevant. Your time has passed. You're not even all that. Sorry. Two, there's a video circling around of the security guard who was getting a juke. He was getting juked, though. You know, so it was pretty funny to watch. But shout out to all the Chicago artists that did perform in our hometown. You know, G Herbo came out on the set of the Nardo Wick Who Won't Smoke remix. And, you know, crowd went crazy. Everybody got home safe. I don't appreciate them slamming the rakes like that, but, you know, it's okay. It's all right. Whatever. But the Big Jam was a success, especially to the home of Chicago and to all the Chicago artists. So shout out to all of y'all that attended, to all of y'all that performed, all y'all that was, you know, performed pre-show, you know, post interview, all that. Like, y'all are on y'all way. Y'all doing y'all shit, man. I want to give a shout out to my little brother. Y'all already know Josiah Dearmore. He is launching a podcast of his. Let's see if I can find the name. The name for y'all real quick. It is. Damn. I thought I was going to have it for y'all. Crap. Gentlemansville. It's basically about men empowerment. He's the CEO, the founder and CEO of Gentlemansville. He's going to be doing podcast pretty soon with that, where pretty much you get, typical black men, positive black men, getting together, discussing a few things, just chopping it up with fellow people about hey, anything, you know. So be on the lookout for that. It's pretty dope. You will see me linked up with him pretty soon with doing some business and work with him. So, you know, we'll be getting to that pretty soon. So, of course, when I, you know, do anything like that, I'll definitely let y'all know where to find me, where to drop shit at, you know what I'm saying? So that's that. I think that's pretty much it for the shout out. Yeah, that was the quick collab that's coming soon. I don't think I got anything else, but I do want to get into football Sunday as of yesterday. Bills beat the Patriots last Thursday, 24-10. Not really a surprise there. Currently, right now, the Buccaneers are getting a little spanked, 16-3. I feel like Tom Brady's time is over and done with now. Although he's the greatest, he's the GOAT. That's my number one forever in life, like Kobe. But I think their team is just done for. Steelers beats the Falcons, 19-16. The Bears lost to the Packers. We were winning, and then, you know, all hell broke loose, but we're not even going to talk about that. The Detroit Lions blew out the Jaguars 40-14. That was surprising, very surprising. The Jets took the Vikings to their limits, but they fall short, 27-22. Vikings win that one. And, you know, the Commanders do what they do best, and that's tie games. Them and the New York Giants tied each other in OT. Eagles beat the hell out of the Titans, 35-10. Ravens barely beat the Broncos, 10-9. Lamar Jackson suffered a leg injury, ankle injury, so he was out of the game. Russell Wilson, trash. The Browns beat the Vikings. The Browns beat the Texans on Deshaun Watson's first game back, 27-14. So he got his first win of a long-awaited 11-game suspension. He did very well. He didn't throw any touchdowns. He did have one interception, got sacked once. But he did throw for 131 yards. For his first time back in the NFL uniform. It was a great win, but, you know, defense carried them and everything. But, you know, for him to come back on his first game, he did pretty solid, not too bad. Seahawks beat the defending champs Los Angeles Rams 27-23 because Matthew Stafford is out. He has an elbow issue, something like that. But, yep, they couldn't get it together. You couldn't rally a win with the backup quarterback in Wolford. But Geno Smith, he's doing something special with the Seahawks. 49ers blew out the Dolphins, 33-17. And, again, Tua was kind of on his thing. You know, he's doing his thing. But, you know, San Fran is just too much, too fucking much. Tyreek Hill went off 146 yards, a touchdown with 9 receptions, but it wasn't enough to top the oh-so-hot 49ers. And Jimmy G is out for the season. He got an injury. The Bengals topped the Chiefs by 3, 27-24. That was a great, amazing game. Patrick Mahomes cannot come out on top. The Raiders beat the Chargers 27-20. They've had a little bit of resurgence lately. They've been on a 2-game, maybe 3-game winning streak so far. So, shout out to the Raiders. And then last night's game, the red hot Cowboys beat the holy hell out of the damn Indianapolis Colts. They made them look like a peewee football team. They beat them boys 54-19. Dak Prescott was hot. He was on fire. 233 yards, 2 touchdowns, but he also has 3 interceptions. But, Matt Ryan was 233 yards, 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. But the boy, Dak Prescott, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, only 170 yards. But the biggest highlights, or the biggest makers of that game was Tony Pollard and Zeke Elliott. Tony Pollard rushed for 91 yards off 12 carries and 2 touchdowns. Zeke for 17 carries, 77 yards, and a touchdown. So they were difference makers along with the defense. The defense just played lights out. They played lights out. So, you know, that was yesterday's score. It was pretty ugly for some teams. But, you know, that's the way of the world when it comes to sports. You know, football is never given. It's always any given Sunday when it comes to, you know, football teams. I just would have liked for the Bears to come on top because we would have, you know, Justin Fields would have had his first win, but it's okay. It's okay. You know, we got next year. But it's all right. With that being said, y'all, I want to wrap up tonight with basically just be careful out here. Times is crazy. Inflation is at an all-time high. It is making it hard for us to live in this world nowadays. Like, it's hard to provide for our children and families. But just hang in there, y'all. Hold your head high. You know, we're all going through shit. We're all going through the thunderstorm, but thunderstorms don't last long. So my advice is, you know, keep y'all head high. You know, even I go through things, you know, currently going through shit, but you know, I try to stay as positive as I can be. Sometimes I slip, but I am picked up, you know, by my loved one. So, just be careful out here. Be mindful. Respect others, man. Like, the world is short. Life is short. Hell, the world is short, too, man. Yeah. But life is short, man. Like, you never know. Tomorrow's never fucking promised. Each minute, each second that goes by, never promised to no man, no woman. So, two major announcements. Again, at midnight, Nicole will be dropping tonight. You can find her on United Masters. Just type in Radio Rail, and you'll see my single. And also, it will be released on all major music platforms. So, be on the lookout on Apple, Spotify, all of that, Tidal, all of that shit. I'm pretty excited. I can't wait for y'all to listen to this instrumental. I told y'all the backstory, so it really means something dear to me. Again, next Friday, I have another single dropping called Guess Who's Back. That's something definitely street-related. December 23rd, we are going to end the – we're going to have a season finale of the show, and we'll pick back up in the new year. I decided doing the 23rd versus the 30th because it's my baby's birthday on the 30th, so y'all know I don't be – you know, I don't play no games of radio when it comes to, you know, with that type of shit. I will not do a show tomorrow because it is my birthday, and I will not pick back up Wednesday because it's my daughter's birthday as well. So y'all will hear from me on the 23rd. If not sooner, but we'll see. So we'll end season 11, moving into season 12, and doing the season finale of this year's show. It's been great. We'll talk more. And that is it, y'all, from your boy Radio Rail. And I told you I'm going to play back When They See Me by J. Loco. That is a very dope song because it relates to me. You feel me? That one line, you know, it hit. So, shit, everybody have a good fucking night, man. I appreciate all those who tuned in and listened to me. I appreciate, you know, y'all being with me every step of the way. I've been on air for almost 4 years now. Everything's been great. It's been going on the up and up. Everything is coming into full fruition. That's the word. I don't really know, but whatever. So again, here's When They See Me by Jay Loco. It's your boy Radio Real OG Radio. Good night.
Make they mouth drop when they see me. I'm a Sagittarius, girl, loving me ain't easy. Try to feed niggas, bend my fingers, they too pretty. They say I got issues, I know one day you gon' leave me. Just give me a warning, I don't wanna be heartbroken. I don't wanna be open. I don't wanna be hopeless. I'm not trying to lose focus. I've been through some shit, so please take caution when you near me. I know you don't care, but thanks for acting like you hear me. Lost control, come steer me. I got issues, clearly. Thankful how I grew up, not having shit, now I'm hungrier. Back then I was broke, now they on me cause I get money, yeah. Just know I appreciate everybody that held me down. Might not make it till tomorrow, so just tell me now. If you love me, tell me if you love me. Back then they ain't want me, now women keep trying to hug me. Told them I'ma make it, been grinding hard daily, can't you see? Yeah, he decent, but please tell him they can't mess with me. Not cocky, I'm just confident. Tell me why they hating, they jealous of my accomplishments. I just made a way when nobody wanted to tell me how. Turn me up, can you hear me now? I just wanna make their mouth drop when they see me. I'm a Sagittarius, girl, loving me ain't easy. Try to feed niggas, bend my fingers, they too pretty. They say I got issues, I know one day you gon' leave me. Just give me a warning, I don't wanna heartbroken. I don't wanna be open. I don't wanna be hopeless. I'm not trying to lose focus. I just wanna make they mouth drop when they see me. Girl, loving me ain't easy. Bend my fingers, they too greedy. And I know one day you gon' leave me. I don't wanna be heartbroken. I don't wanna be open. I don't wanna be open.